As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Listen. It's the Burt Show.
All right, so this texting tutor is going to be challenging. And let me just save you the time, Kristen.
This is a conversation you have face-to-face with your fiancé. If you're going to get married, then you should be able to tell anything you want in full honesty.
Okay,
face-to-face.
One, I sound nothing like that.
Yes, this is a conversation that Charlotte should have face-to-face with her fiancé. If you are entering marriage, you should be able to be totally honest with your fiance.
You don't have to be totally honest, but you should be able to communicate with them.
Even when it comes to their weight, because that's what she wants.
I will wait to hear what we have to say.
Oh, look at Cassie's already ready to attack.
I haven't said anything.
Okay.
I'm waiting to hear the story.
Okay. Hey, Charlotte.
Hey.
Hey, okay. So you want our help texting your fiance to say, look, dude, you got to lose some weight.
Yes, and I totally agree. I should be able to do this like face-to-face with him, but I'm just struggling, and I really don't know how to approach it, so...
All right, well, tell us, tell us what got us here.
Okay, I've been engaged for the past few months.
And congrats.
Thank you, thanks. I'm super excited. But there's an issue, because... So for the past, like, 3 or 4 months or so since we've been engaged... My fiance has just rapidly gained so much weight that it is frightening. And I'm still actually attracted to him. I don't mind a little extra weight, but I'm just concerned for his health.
Are you really? I mean,
yes.
Are you saying that because it's really kind of an aesthetic thing, or are you really, like, nervous about his health?
Well, I'm not going to lie, I'm still attracted to him. Mm-hmm. It doesn't bother me, but it's just so, it's been like 30 pounds or maybe 40 pounds in just a few months. And I'm just scared that if we're not even married yet, and just since getting engaged, he already is like, he just wants to sit on the couch and eat all the time.
Okay, that's certainly a problem.
And it's just, yeah, it's not healthy. And also, he has to get like a fitting for his suit soon, and then it's not going to fit, you know, in a few months from now and our wedding. And I just want him to be thin also in our pictures. Also, it's just also more a health issue.
And there it is.
So much waste so fast.
You want him to be thin in your pictures.
Hey, Cassie, we are here to play defense attorney. We don't necessarily have to agree with our clients. We get paid to defend them.
That was definitely an off-putting statement. However, somebody that gains that much weight in a short period of time, something needs to be addressed, because would you agree that something's going on?
Oh, yeah, for sure, okay.
Right.
But I think for me, it's what is the actual root? Because it did sound like you were concerned about his health, but then when you slide the thin statement in there, then I'm like, okay, is it all just a ruse because you want a thin fiancé?
But that is a lot of weight to put on in a short period of time. So I do feel like there is something deeper going on here, and I don't want to be... I don't want to be rude and say he got engaged and then all of a sudden he got depressed, or it's like something else like shifted mentally post-engagement. But you need to get to the root of that. I'm just afraid because this is a very delicate topic, whether you're talking about a man's weight or you're talking about a woman's weight. And a lot of stuff gets lost via text because you don't have the tone. And so we're already struggling communicating with her on the phone, let alone trying to struggle with her fiance via text.
Noted.
Mm. which means I know there.
Noted. I noted that one 4 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So is he a stress eater? Like, is he under a whole bunch of stress? Is it the wedding planning? Could that be the reason?
I'm doing most of the wedding planning, so that shouldn't be stressing him out too much. I did see like an emotional shift shortly after we got engaged. I wouldn't say it's depression. I don't know if he's not like too comfortable, or now he feels like he doesn't need to work on himself, or I don't know. I do think it's emotional. He is under stress. We're all under stress. I don't know if it's the wedding or I don't know. He used to want to be active with me. We would go out and do stuff. And now he just wants to, like, sit on the couch and eat.
Well, with what you know of his personality, do you assume that he will be sensitive about something like this? Do you see this being a difficult conversation?
Yeah, that's why I need help. I don't want to, like, hurt his feelings.
Of course not. There is a small part of you wondering, though, if this is not health-related, and he's just like, I got my lady, I'm going to eat. And he's just not active anymore because now he's comfortable?
That's what I feel like it could be, but I'm also concerned for his health, no matter what the reason is, because forget about the pictures, forget about I actually am still attracted to him bigger, but it's so much weight so quickly. If he continues like this, like, I'm scared for our future and for his health. It's just, like, we're talking about, like, 30 to 40 pounds within just a few months.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so. He was never a skinny guy. He was never skinny. He's always, like, a little bit meaty, but now it's just, like, a lot.
Okay. I actually have a plan.
Do you now?
I do. So if we want to take a beat and come back and start texting, I think I have a more sensitive way to address this to bring it to his attention.
Okay. All right, Charlotte, hang with us for just a couple of seconds, and we come back. We will start texting your fiance about his weight gain and how you're concerned about it. Okay.
Okay.
My texting tutor is next.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.